This spring, if you'd rather spend time enjoying your lawn instead of trying to keep it alive, there's good news. TruGreen is the easiest and most affordable way to get a beautiful lawn. All you have to do is water and mow, and they'll do the rest. Weed control, fertilization, aeration, and even some things you might not even think of. They'll do all of it, while you can do literally anything else. With True Green, you could have your lawn looking as good as a putting green. That's not hyperbole. True Green is the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour. True Green offers a satisfaction guarantee, and they have a verified best price promise, which guarantees you the lowest price with no compromise on quality. You do you. Let True Green do your lawn care. Visit TrueGreen.com to get the best lawn at the best price with the best people guaranteed.
This episode is brought in part to you by Audible, your go-to destination for thrilling audio entertainment. Whether you're looking for a hair-raising experience to enjoy while you're on the move or eager to dive into sinister and shocking tales, Audible has an exclusive collection of thrillers from best-selling authors that will keep you on the edge of your seat. Like James Patterson's first audio-only thriller, The Coldest Case. Experience stories like never before, where every chilling detail is brought to life by captivating sound design. Plus, as an Audible member, choose one title a month to make yours forever. And now, new members can try Audible free for 30 days. Just visit audible.com/WonderyPod or text WonderyPod to 500-500. That's audible.com/WonderyPod or text WonderyPod to 500-500.
This episode is brought to you by Huggies Little Movers. Huggies knows that babies come in all shapes and sizes, and your tushies do too. No matter what kind of butt you've got, you'll feel comfy while your baby's mushy little tushy wiggles and jiggles all around. Get your baby butt in the best-fitting diaper. Huggies Little Movers. We got you, baby.
Tonight, the breaking news about that mass shooting in New Mexico. Police searching for a motive after a heavily armed high school student opened fire at random, killing three. Here are tonight's headlines.
Our community was shaken to the core.
We're learning new information tonight about the 18-year-old gunman as police ramp up security at local schools. Breaking news, an intruder gets past Secret Service and into the home of President Biden's national security advisor. The details just coming in.
But we've got a lot of work to do in a short amount of time.
Default is not an option.
President Biden met for a second time with congressional leaders about the debt ceiling.
Two staff members for Democratic Congressman Jerry Connolly were attacked yesterday. A home security camera captured video of the suspect chasing a woman.
Russian mercenary group Wagner is plundering African resources to help fund the war in Ukraine.
We're talking about billions of dollars here.
Key Senate committee opens hearings on regulating the AI industry before the technology becomes too advanced to control.
If we don't step in, then this gets away from you.
And the inspiring story of a young girl and her tailor-made concert experience.
Taylor Swift came out, and it was just such a beautiful moment.
Good evening, and thank you for joining us on this Tuesday night. We're following a number of big stories, but we do want to begin tonight with new details in Monday's deadly mass shooting in Farmington, New Mexico, that killed three people and wounded six others. This afternoon, police identified the gunman as 18-year-old high school senior Bo Wilson. Authorities say he carried at least three weapons, including an AR-style rifle, and appeared to target his victims at random. They are still searching for a motive. Those killed include an elderly mother in her 90s and her daughter, who was in her 70s. The third person killed was also in her 70s. The two members of law enforcement injured during the attack were treated at the local hospital. The police chief called it one of the most horrific and difficult days in the city's history. CBS's Omar Villafranca is going to start us off tonight from Farmington, New Mexico. Good evening, Omar.
Good evening. The shooting started at this intersection behind me and stretches down about a quarter mile. Investigators say the suspect started shooting randomly into cars and hitting homes. And in about 10 minutes, about 150 rounds were fired. Three older women were killed, including a mother and a daughter, just a day after Mother's Day.
Yesterday, our community was shaken to the core.
The new details released by police unveiled more about what happened in the nation's latest mass shooting.
He was just shooting indiscriminately, houses, cars, people as he went.
Be advised, I got several people down. I've got three vehicles that are, I got three people that are dead as well.
The three who died include 97-year-old Gwendolyn Schofield and her 73-year-old daughter, Melody Ivy, a preschool teacher, and 79-year-old Shirley Voyota. Jeffrey Clark says the suspect, Bo Wilson, lived just two houses away. Clark was in his garage and describes the sound.
That.
He went outside.
And saw my neighbor in the front yard, very intent in shooting his rifle at things and people.
Be advised, this guy is right in front of the church.
As the suspect moved on, Clark looked out the street.
And discovered the two elderly people in their vehicle, dead.
Farmington police say the first shots came at 10:56 a.m. At 11:02, police found the suspect. And 4 minutes later, at 11:06,
the suspect was shot, and almost simultaneously as well, an officer was shot.
We have a officer down.
Farmington police say they fired 16 total rounds. The suspect, well over 100. Officers say at least one of the three guns was purchased legally. At a candlelight vigil, Farmington's mayor spoke to the grief-stricken community.
I can't express to you my pain. I can't express to you how I thought forever that these kind of things wouldn't happen to us here.
Family members told investigators that the suspect may have had some mental health issues. It's also worth noting that there are three high school graduations this week, and there will be increased police presence at all of those events. Nora?
Omar Villafranca, thank you very much. We want to turn now to some breaking news of an intrusion at the home of one of President Biden's top aides, National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan. The Secret Service launched an investigation into how an unidentified man entered Sullivan's residence while agents were on duty last month. CBS's Catherine Herridge has the latest details.
Tonight, news of a major security breach that could have put National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan, one of President Biden's most senior advisors, at risk. First reported by The Washington Post and confirmed by CBS News, an unknown intruder breached Sullivan's Washington home 2 weeks ago, around 3 a.m. While Sullivan's home has a robust security system, the intruder, apparently intoxicated, went undetected by at least two Secret Service agents outside. The source said Sullivan confronted the intruder, instructed him to leave. There were no signs of a forced entry.
This should not have happened. Absolutely not. And especially where there are hostile nation states targeting U.S. officials on U.S. soil.
The security lapse comes after John Bolton, the Trump administration's national security advisor, was threatened by the Iranians last summer. The plot disrupted by the FBI.
They were able to confirm that it was potentially an effort either to kidnap me or assassinate me.
Tonight, investigators are scouring grainy video that may show the intruder outside Sullivan's home, who remains at large.
And Catherine Harris joins us. Catherine, all right, no signs of forced entry. Was a door open in the middle of the night and there was no alarm on?
Well, that's right, Nora, a lot of questions. And while the Secret Service investigation into the intrusion continues, a law enforcement source is telling CBS News tonight that Sullivan's security detail has been benched in the meantime.
Catherine Harris, thank you. Well, the man charged with attacking two congressional staffers with a baseball bat Monday is now facing two federal felonies and multiple other charges, including a hate crime. Doorbell video taken minutes before yesterday's attack shows a man with a bat chasing a woman near Virginia Congressman Jerry Connolly's office. That woman escaped. The 49-year-old suspect is charged with one count of assault of a government employee. A lower court has charged him with additional felonies and misdemeanors. Back here in Washington, the clock is ticking, and America's CEOs today are warning of a devastating scenario and potentially disastrous consequences if the U.S. defaults on its debts. Today, progress was made at a high-stakes Oval Office meeting, and the urgency of the situation led President Biden to shorten his overseas trip next week. Here's CBS's Ed O'Keefe.
It's unfortunate we are where we are.
Another meeting between the president and top Republicans without a deal.
I made clear again today's meeting that default is not an option. America pays its debts, pays its bills.
The stalemate now has a firmer deadline. Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen warning the U.S. government won't be able to pay its bills potentially as early as June 1st. Today, she said, every American will feel the pinch.
Over the past few years, American families and businesses have worked hard to mount an historic economic recovery, and a default would reverse all of the hard-earned progress.
That's what worries Allie Kirkpatrick.
It's definitely something that's been keeping me up at night.
She owns Old Town Books in Alexandria, Virginia.
Any financial trend, you see it trickle down to a small business like mine, especially when it's a business that's entertainment, that's optional.
The president and Republican leaders are seeking potential areas of compromise, including permitting changes for domestic energy projects and clawing back some unspent federal COVID relief money. Another possibility, adding stricter work requirements to social safety net programs, particularly upsets Mr. Biden's progressive allies.
Keep them out of negotiations. They don't work. They are unfair. They're cruel. And they're a non-starter.
But Republicans aren't prepared to budge.
Remember what we're talking about. Able-bodied people with no dependents. Okay?
CBS News has learned the president decided just this morning he needed to postpone the Australia portion of his upcoming trip in order to return to Washington. It's a sign of how urgent the issue is, with still no clear resolution in sight. Nora?
Ed O'Keefe at the White House, thank you. Today on Capitol Hill, members of the Senate Judiciary Committee grilled the head of the artificial intelligence company that makes ChatGPT on the dangers posed by the quickly evolving technology. CBS's Scott McFarlane reports the hearing comes as lawmakers debate new rules aimed at regulating AI.
The companies.
A Senate hearing on artificial intelligence began artificially.
Too often, we have seen what happens when technology outpaces regulation.
The chairman played an AI-generated version of his own voice and words.
Pretty impressive.
Sam Altman, who operates the virally successful ChatGPT, compared new advances in AI to the invention of the printing press, but acknowledged the risk.
I think if this technology goes wrong, it can go quite wrong.
Congress is concerned it risks waiting too long to pass laws to govern AI after failing years ago to set safety rules for social media.
We should be concerned for our privacy. We should be concerned for our liberty. And we should be concerned for our control over our lives.
Even the industry itself is urging Congress to create safety rules, potentially requiring government approval for future AI innovations.
How fast does Congress have to move on this to keep up?
I think it's more important to get it right than to move super fast.
The tech leaders and lawmakers also recognize the impact of AI on the human workforce.
My biggest nightmare long term is displacement of workers and job losses.
As Washington mulls its next move, schools nationwide, including Morgan State University in Baltimore, have rolled out new AI programs, training students how to find work in AI and to ensure it's inclusive.
We don't know what AI is going to enable us to be able to do, so the workforce has to stay nimble. We have to always be learning new things and be willing to educate a new crop of individuals.
More congressional hearings into AI are set for later this week, but in the meantime, some of the ideas floated include government safety labels for AI technology and NORA, a federal agency, to license and police the industry.
Scott McFarlane, thank you very much. Well, today, the Pentagon confirms Ukraine shot down several Russian hypersonic missiles that were targeting Kyiv. Russia launched 18 missiles at the capital city overnight, including the hypersonic missiles that Vladimir Putin boasts are unstoppable. Ukraine claims to have intercepted them all, but U.S. officials report at least a few of them got through. Now to a CBS News investigation into Russia's Wagner Group. That's a private paramilitary organization with close ties to President Vladimir Putin. Now, most know the group through its involvement in the war in Ukraine, but one of its main sources of funding comes from working with unsavory regimes around the world. The U.S. labeled them a transnational criminal organization. CBS's Deborah Pata followed the mercenary group's trail to Central Africa.
Being Vladimir Putin's attack dog in Ukraine requires deep pockets,
That's why Wagner boss Yevgeny Prigozhin relies on plundering natural resources thousands of miles away here in the Central African Republic. In exchange, Wagner provides mercenary muscle to prop up the country's leader. Here, you see masked Russian fighters actually guarding the president. Documents obtained by CBS News show how Wagner is given government contracts to exploit CAR's gold mines and forests through a galaxy of shell companies. Usman, not his real name, told us he was tortured by the mercenaries who seized his family's gold business. He said CAR's minerals and wood help fund the group's criminal activities. Like in Ukraine, Usman tells us, how else do you explain Russia's economy remaining unaffected despite heavy sanctions? But how does a U.S.-designated transnational criminal organization export its gold?
Wagner.
They have total control of the airport, Usman explains, and a cargo plane flying between Moscow and Bangui. CBS News secretly recorded this Wagner cargo plane just after it landed in the capital. From CAR, that plane went dark over Africa before turning up in the United Arab Emirates. Soon after, another plane also lands there from Moscow. The two aircraft overlapped for about 8 hours, plenty of time to potentially transfer cargo before heading back to where they came from. The mercenaries are also plundering CAR's virgin redwood forests. CBS News secretly filmed Wagner gunmen guarding a checkpoint along their timber transport route to Cameroon. The wood ends up at Cameroon's port of Douala, where we posed as buyers to go inside the CAR-controlled customs area.
Is it easy to get wood from Central African Republic and to bring it through Cameroon?
C'est souple.
Very smooth, we're told. No delays.
It's just smooth.
This web of deceit allows Prigozhin to evade sanctions and rake in the billions that fund his criminal empire and his private army in Ukraine.
State Department officials have told us that the U.S. is working to limit Prigozhin's ability to profit from Wagner's operations in Africa, and that it is engaging all countries who may be facilitating this knowingly or unknowingly. Nora?
Deborah Pata with that eye-opening global investigation. Thank you. Firefighters raced to the scene of an enormous fire in downtown Portland apartment building as the smoke could be seen across the city. We have the details next.
At Amica Insurance, we know it's more than just a car. It's the two-door coupe that was there for your first drive. The hatchback that took you cross-country and back. And the minivan that tackles the weekly carpool. For the cars you couldn't live without, trust Amica Auto Insurance. Amica, empathy is our best policy.
What makes a life a good one? Is it the adventure you have? Or the friends you find along the way? Maybe it's pursuing your passion while striving to protect, defend, and save what you believe in every single day. So what makes a life a good one? In the Coast Guard, we think it's all of the above and more. But you'll have to find out for yourself. Visit GoCoastGuard.com to learn more.
Firefighters in Portland, Oregon, rushed to save residents trapped by a massive four-alarm fire in a downtown apartment building this morning. The intense heat blew out windows as flames shot out of the third and fourth floors. Heavy black smoke could be seen across the city and forced the closure of a nearby interstate. At least five people were rescued, but fire crews were ordered to fall back over fear that the building might collapse. One firefighter suffered minor injuries. At least two people were sent to the hospital after being attacked by a swarm of bees in the L.A. suburb of Encino, California on Monday. Thousands of aggressive bees forced first responders to shut down roads and warn people to stay indoors. This voluntary officer was stung so many times. Look at this. He fell headfirst to the ground. We can report the officer is in stable condition at a local hospital. A bee removal company was brought in and said someone or something likely disturbed the large hive found in the roof of a nearby home. Dramatic video of an heroic Little League umpire making a great call at home plate.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app today to get free delivery on your first three orders, while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The owners of nearly 220,000 Jeep Cherokees are being warned to park outdoors because of a potential fire hazard, even with the engine turned off. The recall involves the model years 2014 through 2016. The problem, water that gets into the power liftgate, can spark an electrical fire. Now to Jacksonville, Florida, where parents at a Little League game on Mother's Day witnessed the umpire making a great play at the plate. Bauer Zoya was catching when a dust devil kicked up, trapping the 7-year-old in hot, swirling winds. That's when teenage umpire Aiden Wiles swooped in, pulling Bauer to safety. When the dust settled, everyone was safe at home. All right, meet the inspiring 14-year-old whose wildest dreams came true because of a fellow Taylor Swift fan. That's next. Finally tonight, the story of a brave Texas teenager whose reputation of never giving up will leave you enchanted as she fights through some of life's most difficult battles.
Hallie Barnard is fearless. The 14-year-old was born with a rare blood disease, giving new meaning to superstar Taylor Swift's song, Bad Blood.
I felt like it really applied to me. Because I was like, oh my gosh, I'm like Taylor Swift, you know, I got bad blood.
The only cure for Hallie's condition was a bone marrow transplant. She was desperate for one. That's when she became the mastermind behind Hallie's Heroes, a foundation to help others begin again.
It started selfishly as just trying to save my life. But then we realized that there's so many other children out there who needed a bone marrow transplant.
After a 9-year wait, Hallie found a match, but she wasn't out of the woods yet. Her condition led to bone cancer and a leg amputation. The music of Taylor Swift got her through the hardest of times.
Sometimes I'd listen to her music and I'd daydream about her and like meeting her and seeing her.
And guess what? Her wildest dreams came true.
I was wondering if you wanted to come with me next Sunday to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour in the front row.
Yes, I would love that.
Hallie was ready for it, celebrating a clean bill of health in style at the Houston stop on the Eras Tour.
It was just such a beautiful moment.
How about that? A total fairy tale. And we can tell you that Hallie's Heroes has helped find more than 300 bone marrow matches. And Hallie tells us she wants to be a doctor when she grows up. That is tonight's CBS Evening News. I'm Nora O'Donnell. Good night.
The Hargan women seem to have it all.
From the outside looking in, we were blessed. My mom was amazing.
But as detectives would soon learn, there was a lot going on inside the Hargan household.
Ashley and I have been calling my mom and the house and Helen. No one's answering.
63-year-old Pamela Hargan gunned down in her own home. Her youngest daughter, Helen, lay dead upstairs.
Patrol, when they arrived, assumed or thought that there might have been a murder-suicide.
But for the detectives on the scene,
there were things about the scene itself
that were concerning to us on day one.
Who would want to kill their mother and their little sister?
There is no boogeyman here. It is exactly who we think it is.
I'm Peter Van Sant from 48 Hours. This is Blood is Thicker, The Hargan Family Killings. Listen to Blood is Thicker, The Hargan Family Killings early and ad-free on the 48 Hours Plus subscription on Apple Podcasts.
If you enjoy tuning in to the CBS Evening News, there are official t-shirts, hats, mugs, and more available for purchase at ParamountShop.com. These products are perfect for any fan of evening news, and you can take 20% off with code EVENING20. That's 20% off all CBS Evening News products with code EVENING20 at ParamountShop.com.